Yeah, I know. And by the way, in the Democrats, they're still fixated on the Foley situation, but yet they have a big, huge challenge for themselves in the great state of Ohio, which is emerging in terms of Ken Blackwell's opponent. Ohio gubernatorial hopeful Ken Blackwell's blasting his Democratic opponent for voting A against a resolution condemning sex between adults and children while he was a U.S. congressman. How did this get past everybody and now it's coming up here now? Anyway, it came up during their televised debate earlier this week. Blackwell noted that Ted Strickland's failure to condemn sex with minors apparently won him praise with the group NAMBLA. And Blackwell charged that Strickwell knew about, employed, and traveled with a man convicted of exposing himself. And I can't say the word on national radio because I don't have the courage of Bill Cunningham. But and was pleasuring himself, to quote Howard Stern. And apparently worked for the guy and then traveled with the guy who was convicted of doing this in front of young children. And Blackwell rightly says it goes right to our judgment. Well, let me tell you what this also has to do with. Well, the Democrats, you know, we know their hypocrisy over the Jerry Studs issue. We know that they tried to make Mark Foley the biggest issue in the campaign. We know that they ignored Barney Frank. We know that they gave Studs a coveted position as chairman and standing ovations after he had sex with the page. We know that they think Bill Clinton's the greatest president in the world in spite of his liaison with Monica Lewinsky here. And yet they were calling for, you know, Republicans, how you may have known about this. What about all the instances now that they know about? Now, I'm going to tell you, Ohio's a perfect state that I think is symptomatic of some of you Republicans out there. You better just focus in on what the Democrats plan, as frustrated as you may be, for example, in Ohio. You may be frustrated with the former governor, with Governor Taft. You may have been frustrated with Congressman Ney. You may have been frustrated with a broken promise on tax issues. You have every right to be mad, just like I was mad about immigration, spending, growth of government to buy ports. At the end of the day, though, you just got to make your comparison. Don't hold Ken Blackwell responsible for what other people do. Judge people on who they are. And Blackwell, for example, has been a phenomenal public servant in the state of Ohio. And he deserves this position. As a matter of fact, I'm going there tomorrow and I'm going to campaign for him. And then we're headed to Phoenix.